Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, for any of you that are just tuning in, I am Kim. And one, I want to say it was so great to have everyone go to Casa Pacifica. I hope that you all had a great time. They were sold out, which is an incredible thing for them. And especially as things are starting to open up. Also, I want to invite you all to the Harvest Festival. And I hope that if you don't have tickets, reach in and call today, right now, at 805-419-0008. I also want to remind you to get one of our newsletters, and that goes out every single Friday. And all you have to do is give us your email, and you'll get one sent to you. Today, I always like to start my show with something uplifting. Decide that you want it more than your fear. And sometimes fear holds us back. I know it does me. I mean, some things I'm like, I really want to try this. And then I get that little voice that says, oh, Kim, you don't want to do that. That's scary. We need to like override that. So anyways, talking about, we've got a great show for you today. And of course, I am so honored to be able to share with you the 25th annual Los Robles Hospital Breast Cancer Symposium. You will be able to find it virtually on losrobleshospital.com. But today, joining me, I have a few of the doctors, and actually all the way through the month, we'll have different doctors that are going to be speaking and talking about different topics. And of course, October is Breast Awareness Cancer Month. And so joining me this morning is Dr. David Chi and Kathy Cole. Let's welcome them. I feel so privileged to be able to be a part of the 25th annual Los Robles Hospital Breast Cancer Symposium. And joining me are two of my favorite people. Every year that I get to have them on and feel like they are sharing their knowledge and their passion with me on my show is a privilege. And so, of course, joining me this morning is Dr. David Chi and, of course, Kathy Cole. And, of course, for all of you that know, he is right here. He grew up right here. He is a general and oncologic surgeon who has been on staff with Los Robles Hospital in Thousand Oaks for over 20 years. But he lives and breathes this, and this is his heart. He's actually grew up and attended Westlake Elementary School, Colina's Middle School, and Westlake High School. And his main interest is really to help so many people surgically with cancer, particularly breast and colorectal, gastric and pancreatic, liver, esophageal, thyroid, and melanomas. And he is on the board of trustees at Los Robles Committee. Dr. Chi, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, good morning, Kathy. Good morning, Kim. And Kathy and I are really happy to be here. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. And I want to introduce Kathy Cole. You guys are both my heroes, and I know that Kathy was just honored with a certificate and of course an award for her work, and so I so appreciate what you do, Kathy. And of course, for you, Kathy, you are actually a native of New York, correct? We are lucky to have you out here. And we're going to find a little bit more about your work. You are a nurse practitioner training in women's health from Harbor, UCLA, and master's degree from UCLA or USC at CSU, Northridge. You're certified both in clinical breast examination and nurse navigation. And you do so much. I'm really excited to kind of dig deeper into that and find out a little bit more about you. And, of course, you guys are both moderating this event that we have coming here, and, of course, to really help so many people. And, of course, you just received a celebration of excellence at the Virtual Celebration of Hope Gala Cancer Support Community. Congratulations, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. It's a privilege to be with you this morning.
Well, thank you. Dr. Chi, let's start with you. What is your, what are we going to learn from this month of incredible speakers?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, this is an event we've been doing for the past 25 years to celebrate October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Typically, this program is done as a live event with speakers spending an entire morning of the kind of reaching out to the community and trying to educate the patients, the families, and everyone who cares for anyone with breast cancer regarding the fundamentals of breast cancer, as well as on the future treatments and some of the more recent changes which have been occurring within it. For the past couple of years, obviously, COVID has impacted how we are able to do this, and so because we feel that this is such an important event, we were able to do this as a virtual event last year, and again this year we're going to be presenting this as a virtual symposium.
And Dr. Chi, where can our listeners find out about this? Because I'm going to be sharing all the streams and, of course, the YouTube channel and anything I can, either in my newsletter, social, or also LinkedIn throughout our network. So where can our listeners find out and watch this?
So the format this year is going to be throughout the month of October, every Tuesday at 6 p.m., we will be uploading a video session, and it's relatively short. It's only about 10 to 20 minutes, highlighting some important topics within the field of breast cancer. But it'll be uploaded Tuesday at 6 p.m. Through either the Los Robles Hospital website, which will be at losroblashospital.com, as well as on the Facebook page, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and I think almost all of the social media outlets. Every Tuesday, there'll be a new video which will be presented. The beginning on October 5th, October 12th, October 19th, and October 26th. We're very fortunate this year to have an outstanding faculty that will be presenting the various topics, and I think your listeners are going to have find this to be highly informative and hopefully somewhat uplifting.
Wow, that's incredible what you do and to reach out to so many people that are going through this. Kathy Cole, welcome and thank you so much for being here. I understand you are a nurse navigator. Talk to us about that and what does that mean to help really people navigate through this journey? Talk to us. What is that?
Of course. Well, you know, patients have a tremendous amount of stress with their diagnosis. And in 2006, the Institutes of Medicine came out with a seminal paper called Lost in Translation. And I think that speaks volumes because patients get lost in all of the planning and all of the diagnostic workup leading to a cancer surgery, and then, of course, everything that's involved in their post-op and return to wellness. The navigator sort of becomes the patient's new best friend. You know, any kind of a problem that happens, something you can't solve, whether it's transportation, a financial issue, emotional and intimate relationships, this is where we really can assist the patient and the family in navigating, actually, this is where the term comes from. And This navigation position's only been around since 1980, so it's a fairly new concept, but most cancer centers will have such a person or persons that will take people by the hand and help them through a very complex healthcare system, as well as all of the emotional support that's necessary
What an incredible support that you give so many people. I mean, I see just throughout, you know, the moms groups on Facebook and, you know, people reaching out going, where do I go? I'm so scared, you know, and I know personally, I have shared your, you know, contacts and all of the things that I know that I have spoke on my radio show with. But what a great new invention to their care. So, Dr. Chi, talk to us about the Surgeon's Commission on Cancer designated. Las Robles is as a ACS COC. Talk to us about that.
Well, that's a lot of acronyms for, I think, a very designation. So it's one of the things that has become quite clear to people taking care of patients with breast cancer is that it's very important that the facility that delivers the care is able to provide all the necessary components that help provide deliver the most effective treatment. And one of the ways to determine how effective these places are is through an accreditation process. And the American College of Surgeons, or the ACS, American College of Surgeons has a subcommittee called the Commission on Cancer, COC. And for and what they do is they evaluate these facilities that care for cancer patients. And if they meet a certain criteria, they get a designation as a certified cancer center. At Las Robles Hospital, we're very fortunate that for the past, since 1985, really, we've been designated as a COC designated cancer center. And we're actually been recognized as something which is called a comprehensive cancer center, meaning that we go above and beyond the typical cancer centers as far as what we're able to provide. And that's very important, I think, for everyone to understand. In fact, when our most recent accreditation, the reviewer who came by was very impressed with our facility and, in fact, told us that he's considered us to be within the top 10% of all cancer centers throughout the entire country. So it's something that we were extremely proud of, and I think that's something that all of your listeners should take great comfort in knowing that this quality cancer care can be delivered right here in our own community.
That's brilliant. I love that. Again, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking with Dr. David T. and Kathy Cole. And, of course, we're talking about the 25th annual symposium, and that is breast cancer. Let me ask you, Kathy, what are the risk factors for breast cancer? Obviously, we know. I'm sure this is a huge question.
It is a huge question, but it actually is, we can make it very simple. Some things just cannot be controlled. You're born into a certain family with certain genetics and family history, and that may put a person at risk, where screening and surveillance might be important more regularly than the average woman. But risk factors have to do a lot with hormones, when a woman starts her menstrual cycles, if she's menopausal, when she stops her menstrual cycles. Also about diet, smoking, when she has children, if she has any. I mean, it's a complex set of criteria for where we place people in low, medium, or high-risk categories. For most women, starting their mammograms at age 40 and then watching every 1 to 2 years, depending on her risk factors. I know it's been difficult in the last 18 months, almost 2 years now, with women needing mammograms, and COVID has probably stopped them from getting their screening exams. But it's extremely important for those, even in moderate or low-risk families, where a clinical breast exam should be done by a qualified clinician and mammograms at intervals to help.
Which leads me into my next question, returning to screening for mammograms. Is it safe? I want my listeners to hear this. It's so important.
Well, you know, the hospital, our imaging centers, we take great pride in following all state, federal, and local guidelines. There's sanitation provided and extreme measures for cleaning between patients. Masks are generally still required, as is our staff. So I think it's safe, and I think it would be important for your listeners to know that having a mammogram at regular intervals, and usually at the same location so that previous images can be compared 1 year to the next, because changes can happen one calendar year to the next, is extremely important and safe to do.
Wow, incredible. And I'm going to just walk into this one because I want our listeners to hear this. How many new cases of breast cancer in California?
Well, this year, I did a little research to see. In 2021, there'll be 30,000 cases of newly diagnosed breast cancers. And Ventura County has a rather higher end of incidence, and mostly we find this to be demographic in terms of being a mostly Caucasian community. We drink wine. We have less children. These are the kinds of things that put us in a more higher risk than other counties. So it's imperative that we keep track of data and get mammograms as needed after speaking with physicians.
Kathy and Dr. Chi, is that a high number? It seems outrageous.
Well, I think it's in line with what we're seeing across the country, quite frankly. I mean, the American Cancer Society, the most recent numbers are showing that probably thereabouts of 280,000 new breast cancers in this year, 43,000 cancer deaths from breast cancer this year is going to be. Yeah, the numbers are humbling, but you know, on the brighter side of things, I think that the outcomes for patients with breast cancer have just continued to improve year after year after year. The amount of breakthroughs we see in breast cancer is probably unsurpassed in at least in the field of oncology. I always tell people that when you look at breast cancer, the way we treat breast cancer now is not the same way we treated breast cancer even a couple years ago. I mean, the advances which are coming out is almost on a weekly basis. Something new is developing, and this is a very, very exciting time for all of us who take care of people with breast cancer.
That's incredible. And so let me ask both of you, when somebody gets that diagnosis and they're so scared, what's the first step they should take?
Well, I'll start by saying as soon as a patient is diagnosed, we hope that after those biopsy results, she'll be referred to, of course, a whole multidisciplinary team of people, and that would include the navigator. And once they're referred for either further imaging, further biopsies, a meeting with the surgeon, and a plan is established, then the navigator can take the patient by the hand and help them through all of that. So it's never too soon to start seeing a patient and giving them some emotional support.
Yeah.
Wow.
I agree.
Okay.
One of the things we've learned about breast cancer, really all cancers in general, but particularly in breast cancer, I think breast cancer is probably the best model regarding this, is that the cancer is best approach to a multidisciplinary team. And what that means is that when the patient first finds out that they've got a diagnosis of breast cancer, it's not just one specialist. It's a whole team of specialists that are involved with it, ranging from the radiologist who identifies the mass, the pathologist who determines what kind of cancer it is, to the surgeon who helps determine the surgical approach, the medical oncologist, radiation oncologist. We have psychologists and social workers, and as Kathy has mentioned earlier, it's such a daunting, complicated maze that these patients all of a sudden are thrown into, that only emphasizes the importance of someone like Kathy, a nurse navigator, to help make sure that these things are handled appropriately and they're not lost in all of the various points of the treatment care timeline. So I think that having a facility like at Los Robles, where we have a designated or dedicated nurse navigator, is key to help with this whole process.
Dr. T is, and Kathy, both of you, is that something that every hospital has, or no? Is this, I know you said it's new, so.
Well, most comprehensive cancer centers across the country will have a multidisciplinary approach. As Dr. Chi mentioned, there are many, many people involved in the diagnosis and treatment of breast cancer. And if you want to be an accredited cancer center, the navigation piece is essential, and it's actually required. So I would say that most places around the country will have this kind of approach to care. What's nice is that we have this so close to home in our own county.
Our own community. And so, again, I want to reach out, and I so appreciate you both taking time out of your busy day to share this and to be a part of this. And for our listeners, I invite you to share this with your loved ones, share this with your family, share this with anybody, even if you see it on social, somebody going through cancer, to invite them to the 25th annual Los Robles Hospital Breast Cancer Symposium. And, of course, all you have to do is go to losrobles.com. Is that correct?
It's actually losrobleshospital.com, yes.
losrobleshospital.com. And you will be able to hear all these incredible speakers. And throughout this month here on my show, we will be having the speakers share a little bit about each topic that they're going to be talking about. And, of course, again, I thank you so much for being here for our community. And of course, for their loved ones. We didn't even talk about their loved ones and the family, just the interaction that they go through, correct?
Sure.
We'll have to have you back to talk about that, but I thank both of you so much. And again, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thanks for having us, Kim. We really appreciate everything and all the support that you do for all the breast cancer patients in our community, as well as the support for this very important community outreach program.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Team, we appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much. And again, Dr. David Chi and Kathy Cole, please reach out to them if you have any needs, and definitely tune in to the 25th annual Los Robles Hospital Breast Cancer Symposium on losrobleshospital.com. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a great day.
Incredible knowledge. And again, thank you so much to both of them. And of course, for this full, incredible symposium that's going to be sharing lots of things that so many people are in need of. So, and then I'm excited when we come back, I'm going to be talking with Perry King. He's the Grand Marshal. And we're going to be talking about promoting the third annual ride for children of Olive Crest. And you're going to learn a little bit more about this, that they help children all the way through 18 years old. And what an incredible thing. In fact, now they're trying to even help them further. So stay with us. We're going to talk with him. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com. Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust. Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T dot thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's Barbara Doust dot thinkingintoresults.com. Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine unlocks your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N EnergyMedicine.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome to our next guest. And, of course, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. My next guest, Perry King. He, you might all probably know him. He has been on Melrose. He was Cody Allen in Riptide. And I actually had a chance to get to talk to him. And what an amazing guy. He's got lots of talents. Racing is one of them. But he is actually the Grand Marshal for the third annual ride for children of Olive Crest. And if you're wondering what Olive Crest is, Perry's going to talk to us. Perry, welcome, and thank you so much for being a guest here.
Thanks, Kim. It's great to be with you.
You're
and
welcome.
Yes, I'll tell you about Olive Crest. Here's my elevator speech. I've been helping out with Olive Crest for 35 years now because I just love this place. I love what they do for children. And so you develop an elevator speech, you know, 20 seconds. And here people say, what's Olive Crest? And I say, okay, there's hundreds of wonderful charities in the world, all very deserving. But I think if you help children, you help solve every problem in the world, because it all starts in childhood, as we all know. Mm. And I don't
and
know any place
so
that helps
true.
Children
yep.
more than Olive Crest.
Wow. And where is Olive Crest located?
Well, it's nationwide now because it's got bigger and bigger over the years because the problem of abused, abandoned, neglected children is so big. But it's centered in Orange County.
Okay.
But it's all over the L.A. general area. They have homes over the area. They have because Olive Crest will help children, as they say, one life at a time. So once they mm-hmm. start helping a child, they do whatever that child needs until the child is 18 and is emancipated. And actually, they're starting new programs to help them beyond that, because what they found is they need more help after that.
Yeah.
At this point,
nobody stops at 18, correct?
Yeah. I know lots of kids that I've met when they were kids, and now seeing them grown up, become young adults, and so many now that say to me, without Olive Crest's help, I would be dead. I'd be a drug addict. I'd be in prison. I'd be a prostitute. I'd be... You know, and these are young people that are doing great, have families and jobs and being wonderful parents. I mean, probably you and your listeners probably understand this, but an awful lot of people don't. The whole, what Olive Crest tries to do is break the cycle of abuse. And that cycle, you would think that an abused child grown up would be the last person to abuse a child themselves. But in fact, it's the opposite. It's what you learn as a child. And if you never learn what love and caring really should be when you're a child, you tend to grow up and abuse your own children. You know, we all
wow.
we all kind
so,
of turn into our
so
parents.
So true.
Right?
That really makes a lot of sense. So
yeah.
I want to invite, like you do, everybody that's listening tomorrow, Sunday, October 3rd, And of course, it is the ride. It's been rescheduled, right? So this is another time, like because of COVID and everything. Where do our listeners go?
Okay, so it has been rescheduled. This is we lost it last year. We couldn't do it last year, but we're doing it this year. We're COVID safe, but we're doing it. And it starts at Bartello's Harley-Davidson in Marina Del Rey on Lincoln Boulevard. And if you get there around 8:30, 9 o'clock, and you register and you join the ride, and then around 10:30, I think, a whole bunch of us, there'll probably be 200 or 300 motorcyclists. And we're all going to drive out along PCH, and it's an escorted ride, which is so much fun to do on a motorcycle because you're escorted by the police. We've got this police squadron with us. So the police, you go right through all the red lights. You don't stop the whole way out to Sycamore Cove Beach, which is 9,000 Pacific Coast Highway out in Malibu. And at Malibu, at that Sycamore Cove, we're going to have music and lunch and a big party and fundraisers and a raffle and all that kind of stuff you do to raise money. And there's no reason that you have to ride a motorcycle. This is for the kids. So if you don't ride a motorcycle, join us at Bartello's and drive out with us, or just go right to Sycamore Cove. We'll all get there about 11:30, I guess. And join
us. I love it.
Knowing that it's going to help these kids.
Yeah, and do you have a website that our listeners can go and look on?
Yes, it's Olive Crest's website, which is olivecrest.org. Or there is a specific registration.
Yeah,
website,
seeing it. Olive Crest Stride, is that right?
Olive Crest Ride.
Ride.
So olivecrestride.org.
Okay.
And you
I
can
love
register
it.
There. Or you can just show up. Just show up and buy a ticket right there and join us.
And
there's
have
a
fun.
Bunch of celebrities there, too.
Yeah, I love it. And, of course, have fun and be giving at the same time. It's all good.
Yes, it is. You got it.
Yeah, Perry, thank you so much for sharing this great event
thank
with
you,
us.
Kim.
And I look forward
thank
to talking
you.
With you again.
I hope so. I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, take care. Have a great rest of your day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Welcome back, everyone. And, again, we have two more speakers that are going to be at the symposium, Dr. Diane Lipson and, of course, Janelle Gio, and they're going to talk a little bit about what they're going to actually be talking on their segment that's coming up this weekend for Breast Cancer Symposium. And I want to welcome Dr. Diane Lipson. She's PhD, licensed psychologist, associate clinical professor, UCLA David Geffen School of Medicine and Department of Psychiatry and Biobehavior Sciences. And then also Janelle Gio is a marriage counselor, a marriage family counselor, therapist, and a bereavement group facilitator for Hospice of the Kineo Valley and a school counselor. Welcome, ladies, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Let's start with Dr. Lipson. You're welcome.
Hi.
Dr. Lipson, talk to us a little bit about who you are and what you do and, of course, about your segment that's coming up.
Well, I have worked in the area of health psychology for over 40 years. I did my internship actually at Encino Hospital in the Hope Unit with cancer patients and became very interested in working with all medical patients, but specifically cancer patients, because I learned that they really teach you about life and the importance of it. And it's very rewarding to work with them.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. And Janelle, welcome and thank you so much for being here. Talk to us a little bit about you and who you are and your diagnosis that's changed your life.
All right. I work in, of course, the psychotherapy field, and this is my third diagnosis with cancer. And it was this last time was a year ago, and it was a stage 4 diagnosis. And it's so interesting, like a stage 4 diagnosis, it like catapults you into this whole other world. Like you're living your normal life. I was hiking with friends when I got the phone call. And then all of a sudden, it changes everything. Like the world you're living in disappears. And you go into this other world, you know, with appointments and, you know, fears about dying. And, you know, just it's life stops.
Altering.
And a
yeah.
new life begins. Yeah,
yeah,
completely altering.
Janelle, is it? You know, it's interesting to me, and again, you know, Dr. Lipson, you can maybe speak to this. I always wonder if people should even really know. I mean, obviously, you have to have treatment, Janelle, and stuff like that, but here you are. You said you're living one life, hiking with friends, thinking life is beautiful, and everything's going, and all of a sudden, you get this diagnosis in your mind changes everything, and of course our minds are so powerful. How does that, you know, what if we didn't know, Dr.
Well,
talk to us about that.
I think that first and foremost, we like to feel that we're in control. It's one of the few things that we have in this world, is to be able to have a sense of power and control over our lives. And then, of course, when you have this diagnosis, all of a sudden you feel, patients feel that their bodies have been taken over by the medical professionals and by this unknown, unseen invader. So first of all, the knowing, in a way, gives patients a sense of control, because then, as I tell them, we're a team and they're the captain. And they can hire and fire us as professionals. They can also choose from a variety of different types of treatments. But they have to know in order to make those choices and feel back in control. So that's one thing. And then also knowing gives them a sense of they know their bodies, and they can also say, hey, look, I'm feeling really great right now. I'm not going to look at this as a defeat. So we need to sort of know the enemy in order to conquer it.
I love it. I love how you say that, Dr. Lipson. What a perfect person to have on your team. Let me ask you a question, Janelle. Is that how you feel? When, you know, when you got the diagnosis and you were feeling so incredible, or talk to us about your journey.
I think, you know, Dr. Lipson is correct. Like, you feel totally out of control and don't know which way is up. And I think it is good to try and regain your sense of control. For me, it was like doing tons of research on, you know, cancer and trying to learn as much as I could. That's the way that I felt in control. And sometimes people feel in control by just letting their doctor make all the decisions. Or I think people have all different ways of being in control, but that is a very strong point of it. You feel completely out of control.
Really? Dr. Lipson, in your experience, what are some of the most pressing psychological issues associated with breast cancer?
Well, a number one, of course, is mortality. It brings right into focus life and death and the meaning of life. That's one major thing. Then there's grief and loss, because women lose often a part of their bodies that they look at as a definition of who they are as a woman, sexually and emotionally. So those are two major, major areas that we work with.
Right. And it's so interesting. Like, we live, like, in this bubble, like, we're not going to die. We know we're going to die, but we don't really feel it and live it on a day-to-day basis, nor do we think that people around us will die. But when you get cancer, it's like that illusory bubble pops, and then you are side by side with your own mortality, you know, staring it right in the eyes. That's a difficult adjustment to make.
I can imagine. Janelle, what do you wish other people knew about someone going through cancer treatment?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, the whole world has changed, and their concerns are different now. They can't be concerned with, like, the smaller things, though sometimes, you know, they're
kind of like that saying, don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah, that's completely true. And I think that people often want to talk about it or follow their lead. I think, you know, something that was really helpful for me, like when people say, because it makes people uncomfortable. A lot of people, even my close friends, became really uncomfortable and didn't know what to say or do. So they just, you know, kind of avoided, and that was painful. But I think just asking, like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, saying, I'm so sorry, how can I best support you? And then the person sometimes will know, sometimes they won't, but just offering that is huge, I think.
That's beautiful. That really, really puts it into perspective. Again, Dr. Lipson, how do boundary issues play a role with women coping with breast cancer?
Boundary issues are huge. They involve people trying to understand what's going on with you, and then what the people often do with our patients is give them inappropriate advice or tell them horror stories about their own family or friends. I liken it to when women are pregnant. Oftentimes, people will just walk right up to their belly and pat their belly, or say, "Can I feel your baby move?" And our bodies are sacred, and when somebody has a very serious illness, people really want to help, but they don't know how, as Janelle was saying. They don't know what to say, so they are either completely quiet and avoidant, or they say, well, my mother had this, and she went here, and she took this unusual medicine, and you should try this, or, go to Mexico. Or
We go into this awkward place, correct? Yes.
Yes, yes. And they give all sorts of unwanted, unneeded, inappropriate advice because they, too, are feeling powerless around helping their friend or family member.
Right.
And I think hard part about that is – oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
No,
the
go
hard
ahead.
Part about that is because you have usually after the diagnosis, you've thought long and hard and listened to your doctor and chosen your course of action, and you're on your course of action. And for people to give other advice, it kind of throws doubts on everything that you've chosen, and it makes you feel a little unsteady when you need to feel steady with it. My mom, she had her own views of what I should be doing, which was opposite of me, but now she just leaves, like, folders of information with my name, and she just, you know, slips it under my door, and I can read it or not. We've worked it out so that that's the way she can really give me information she really thinks I should have.
And I guess, you know, that really says a lot. Unsolicited advice, a lot of us do that. You know, I've got four children, and I just sometimes my husband's like, honey, and I go, oh, I guess I live, you know, because we're always trying to help, right? What can
best of intent.
People do, though, to really support a person with cancer, Janelle?
What can they do? I think my first diagnosis was 20 years ago, and I had small children. They were in elementary school. And what I really wanted was just someone to take my kids someplace fun, to Disneyland, out to dinner, an outing, because I just couldn't do that. And I just didn't want to see them suffer along with me. So if they have young kids, you know, invite them along, do something fun. One friend just came in, and without even asking, she just started washing all the dishes in my sink. You know, this was when I had young kids, so that was helpful.
Right.
And I think just asking, like, how can I best support you? You know, that's an offering to bring a meal. Sometimes that's good, seeing what your diet plan is and looking at that. But it's different for everybody, you know.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Ladies, gosh, this has been incredible. And Dr. Lifton, I want to ask you, what are some coping strategies you can use to help women with breast cancer?
First and foremost, we try to help women stay in the here and now. You're alive. You're doing okay in this moment. Take life by the horns and ride it.
Don't future trip, right? Yes.
That's right. Number two, yeah, because anxiety is all about the future and depression is kind of all about the past. So you got to stay in the here and now. And the way we do that is we help them with mindfulness, the hypnosis, relaxation, breathing, things like that. And then the other modality that I use is cognitive behavioral therapy, where we take out the balance scales and we look at the extreme thinking that we're having. And then we look at it and we look at what proves that crazy thought to be so 100% true and what proves that thought to be somewhat inaccurate. And then we come up with a more balanced way of thinking, and that reduces the anxiety and depression by rebalancing the way our brains look at things.
And for me, it was like going into the dark places.
Okay.
It's like really going into the dark places, the scary fears about dying and what would that would be. And then when I was able to go through that tunnel, you know, that dark forest, I came out to the other side, and then I wasn't afraid to go to the dark places anymore, and I wasn't using so much of my energy to avoid those dark places. And also support group. Man, through the cancer support community, their breast cancer support group for advanced cancer has been like a lifeline for me. That's amazing. Talking with other women who are going through the same or similar things. That's
so you don't feel so
alone.
In
the same world. Yeah, it's hard. Other people don't understand it all the way, you know, even though they try, but you just know these ladies have faced, you know, those dark places.
Right. Really, Janelle, Gio, thank you so much for sharing
your journey.
And your, you know, your life and your things that can help other people. I so appreciate you being here as being a guest. And Dr. Diane Lipson, thank you for your teamwork. You are incredible, and you probably help so many people to have an easier time in life. So where can we find out more about you? And, of course, Janelle, where can we find out more about both of you?
Well, you can find out a little bit more about me on Psychology Today, Find a Therapist. That kind of has my bio. And people can certainly call my office anytime, and we can talk.
And where do we see your story, both of you, this weekend? I know I'll have a link in our newsletter, but.
As of the beginning of October, Los Robles Hospital will be putting online all of the different interviews and mini films by doctors, by me, and so forth, regarding all of this in the breast cancer symposium that happens every year in October.
I've been lucky enough to share this, yes, every year.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, we
and
will put
online.
Up a post. Oh, there you go. I will put up a post for our listeners, and again, Dr. Lipson and Janelle, thank you so much. Please share our show with everybody and download our podcast on the Kim Pagano Show. And I wish you lots of great health, and thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Some incredible information, and definitely tune in virtually on LosRoblesHospital.com. Stay with us, and of course, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Kim Pagano would like to invite you to stop by Missy's Cupcake and Donut Creations to enjoy the sweeter things in life. Located right here in Ventura at 2950 Johnson Drive, Missy has found her sweet spot, which includes donuts, cupcakes, cookies, brownies, and custom cake creations for every special occasion, including vegan dessert options. For your convenience, Missy also offers delivery and pickup. So you can start your day the sweeter way by calling Missy's Cupcake Creations today at 805-382-4852. That's 805-382-4852. Or stop by today to choose from Missy's scrumptious selection.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
And of course, we all love coffee. Got Zane. Is it Inkelbarger?
Yeah, Inkelbarger. That's me.
There you go. Perfect. And of course, you are the pilot company manager. And we're talking about pumpkin coffee. I love pulling in your gas stations. And they're so beautiful, first of all, I have to just say. But I know we're talking about coffee on a National Coffee Day. And so talk to us. That's like, you know, when you're driving through and you're on your vacation and you just can't wait to, like, stop and get a nice cup of coffee. So tell us about it.
Oh, yeah. So I hope that you think our coffee is just as beautiful as our travel centers. But, you know, this fall we obviously like to focus on fall flavors and things that can almost transport you to the fall season. So, you know, we've got our Cinnabon Pumpkin Spice Cappuccino, as well as a pumpkin spice creamer for if you just want to season your normal everyday cup of coffee. Not only that, but I'm really excited this year. We've got three new flavors that we've never tried before. We've got our Bourbon Pecan Coffee, which I must admit, it smells more amazing than a fall candle. So
Okay, you got me there. Okay, I love it.
And then we
I think that's that error that makes you walk in and you smell it and you're like, okay, I got to have this, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Like, as soon as I smelt it, I like transported to a Bath and Body Works, with all their fall scents. Yeah, and I was like, wow.
Okay, you're on the same train as I am. Okay, I love that. So.
All right, and then, you know, the two other things that we're going to be offering this year is we've got an apple pie cold brew, and we've also got apple cider for those guests who, you know, want a fall flavor but don't necessarily need the caffeine kick. So really excited.
Ooh, you guys are doing a good job for the fall.
Oh,
let me ask
sure.
you, and I know you want to invite everybody on September 29th, right, is National Coffee Day. And, of course, you're inviting everybody for a free cup of coffee, right?
Yes, that's correct. So all that our guests have to do is download our My Rewards app, and then they can simply just save the deal on their phone, grab their favorite cup of coffee, hot, iced, any size, and then go up to the register and scan the code, and the cup is on us.
There you go. I love that. And again, can you tell everybody where you're at so that wherever they are, they can find one, right?
Yes. So I'm currently stationed in Knoxville, Tennessee. That's where we're based out of. But we actually have travel centers across all the majority of 44 states. We're primarily located in the Southeast. As well as California, Texas, basically anywhere where you're traveling, we've got you covered.
I love it. All right. Zane, thank you so much for a cup of coffee. And I love having that's just something that brings people together. And, of course, to start your day in a positive way, we were just speaking with Zane Inkelbarger, Pilot Company Manager. If you are driving by, download their app so you can enjoy a free cup of coffee. And they've got all these amazing flavors. So thank you so much, Zane.
All right. Thank you so much, Kim.
Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Thank you so much, all of you, for listening and tuning in. And please share our show with everyone. And, of course, download my podcast, The Kim Pagano Show, on anywhere podcasts play. And take us with you. Again, I thank you so much for being here. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I always end my show with a moment of happiness. It's always too early to quit. Keep going. Keep going. And I'll talk to you next week. It might seem crazy.